Chicago Sports Network will begin at 5 p.m. today, the new network that will be the home of many, many Blackhawks games, Bulls, White Sox, and all sorts of other programming. Let's find out more about it right now. The president of CHSN, Jason Coyle, joining us. Jason, good morning. How will this network differ from the old NBC Sports Chicago for viewers?
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me. Really, really appreciate that. I'm honored. I'm excited to reach the starting line for the Chicago Sports Network. It's really a special opportunity to serve the Chicago sports fans with something that we've purpose-built for them. Brent, everything is purpose-built for the Chicago sports fan, and that includes a full lineup that is really designed just for our fans here in Chicago. Obviously, this network is built on the pillars of these three teams, 300 live games. But we know there are more sports fans in Chicago, and even with the name, the Chicago Sports Network, we aim to serve a bigger purpose than really beyond the three teams. That includes college football. We know the Big Ten, Notre Dame, and teams throughout the region are compelling. The NFL will be talking every day of the year, focused on the NFC North. And then we're introducing the Chicago League, which if you just think of it as a Chicago sports center, and really that water cooler place for everyone to come and talk about all the teams in town, professional, college, and high school sports is such a big deal to us. So everything that we're doing is purpose built for these fans, for this fan base. You're going to see it in everything we do. We're a citizen of Chicago. We live in the neighborhoods. We don't fly over. You're going to see everything in the imagery. It's very much an network. You're not going to see us with those typical shots from out of town where you see Buckingham Fountain and a slice of deep dish and maybe a shot of Wrigley. You're gonna see us in the neighborhoods. You're going to see us sponsoring Little League teams. You're going to see us at the street festivals. And even in our first show, which we will be debuting today at 5, Game On Chicago, you'll see us from the studio. Adam Amin will join and introduce the network from our studios here at the United Center. But then you'll see us immediately in the neighborhoods all over town with previews of our shows, maybe in your neighborhood. And
Jason, who are some of the faces we'll be seeing?
You'll be seeing Rick Ball and Darren Pang, of course. You'll be seeing them tonight. We'll have a live game this evening. You'll be seeing in that pregame execution, you'll see Pat Boyle, Kaylee Chelios, Tony Granato, maybe a few new faces that I think really are people will be excited about. Chris Kunitz. You're going to see Adam Amin, Stacey King. Really, we've tried to really take as much consistency from elite game coverage and studio coverage from NBC that we could. We don't want to come in and do anything new just to be new. Where we see that something is already in great shape, we want to preserve that and build on it. And then we've added a lot of new faces to it. Rick Ball being first, but you'll see him throughout the day.
Jason, let me ask you the question. I know a lot of our listeners are probably wondering, where am I going to see it?
Yes. We have a big vision there. This is really the starting line for us. Our intention is to expand our audience well beyond where we have been these past years, and that really includes being everywhere the fans want to watch us. The traditional platforms that I'll get to in a second, satellite, television, the streaming platforms. But we really want to make sure that none of our fans are left out of this. And over the course of years, some of our fans have either switched their viewing habits outside of traditional paid services, or maybe they just have been priced out. And so, we announced a deal with free to air and complete HD quality with a broadcast stick at the top of the Willis Tower here that will reach over 600,000 Chicago homes that are already watching TV with a digital antenna, free to air. Mm-hmm. So we start there, making sure that those fans are accounted for. We've announced a DirecTV deal with DirecTV Stream and UVerse. There was a report last night about Sound and RCN that I will not dispute. There's another one in the pipeline that we'll be announcing this week. And really, we're engaged everywhere. Everywhere that fans want to watch us, we really need to be there, and that's our intention. When this is done, we'll be in significantly more homes than we were before. And it's just day one. It's the starting line. These things take a little bit of time, so give us a second. But we're engaged. We're not being piggish at all. We're very reasonable. We understand our business partners have businesses to run too, and we'll end up where we need to be.
Jason, I'm a Cubs fan who enjoyed the NBC Sports Chicago White Sox pre and post game programming. So, do you want to announce it now? Just make it official that Ozzie and Chuck will be back when the baseball season starts.
I think when we do announce it, everyone's going to be really excited, because on top of the talent, which, you know, we don't want to surprise anyone, if anything, we'll be adding to the coverage. But the studio, we will be moving to the ballpark and with the field view of the action. And so the fans and sponsors will be able to see and actually be on set for our pregame and postgame coverage, and really hang out with the talent, and in certain cases meet them, get autographs, have pictures taken. And that's the same at the United Center. We've got our studio right by the Michael Jordan statue of the atrium. We've installed a removable glass wall so that our pregame shows can really be like a college game day with the fans immersed and even on the set for the Bulls and Blackhawks. And so you'll see that with the White Sox as well. And you can pretty much guess who we want to be in the center of that action for us. And
yeah.
You weren't too far off before.
I get it. I like it. All right. Good luck. It's Jason Coyle, and it all starts on your television set at 5 o'clock. Jason, I am available to consult your baseball directors during the season, so keep my number handy. And thanks for the preview today.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.